Hello, hello. How's everyone doing out there? Coming at you. Little YDBT Daily. Gonna do the Friday show. Thank God we all made it to Friday because some of us have long, hard weeks. especially the guys that do the regular jobs. A lot of people out there don't realize the kind of work that the regular man does. The guy that just keeps the world turning. We're talking about plumbers, talking about truck drivers, wastewater facilities, freshwater facilities, power plant employees, factory workers, just the regular blue collar guys. I was one of them. And we got absolutely no love out there. People like, you know, the people that you saw, people like a Joe Rogan or someone like that, or Elon Musk gets the high praise when the guy that literally keeps your electricity running gets nothing. So yeah, tough week for everyone out there, especially with the inflation. Everything's going down, downhill real fast. Car prices are dropping like a motherfucker. So all those inflated car prices that were, you know, enticing to sell your vehicle, that's come back down to reality. Interest rates are high. That's come down to reality. House prices are dropping. Now that's coming back down to reality. So it's, you know, tough for some people that hedged their bets on the high side. And now it's coming back to reality. So maybe it's a good thing that I waited long and a little while to buy a house. So we'll see what happens in the next year or two, see if houses become something more tolerable. Today, I want to talk about the EPA is back in the news. That's right. The EPA is arguing their case in court because of what Turn 14 and their partners did in terms of petitioning their case with the manufacturing and the distribution of race parts. So the funny thing is I love lawyer talk. I absolutely love arguing your case in front of a court. And judges have to be pretty good. They didn't get to where they were because they suck unless they were appointed by a Democrat, right? Usually, as long as you're a racist, you can pretty much get to the top of the world. Or not racist. If you tell everyone is racist, then you'll make it to the top of the world, pretty much. So I wanted to play some excerpts of their case. There's a 1 hour long Zoom style, not a case and not a hearing. It's almost like submitting your case to the courts. And it is a very interesting way because it sounds like the EPA lawyer is defending a accused murderer. You know, you ever hear those cases where they can't prove that they didn't murder the person, but they can definitely prove that a murder took place and my client is not liable or culpable or guilty? That's how the EPA lawyer sounds when it comes to defending their position. It is very good. And if you love that kind of speak, look, I love listening to the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial. It's fucking amazing. The Kyle Rittenhouse case was badass. The OJ Simpson case. And I think because the OJ Simpson case took place when I was like 16 or 17, it just kind of opened up my whole world as to how litigation works and how arguing a pro and con position can go. So we'll talk to the people here. We'll say what's up. And we'll also have a little bit of a treat at the end of the show. So we'll say hi to Douche Did It, 2000 MTR, Fresh Pasteles, Fresh Pastelazo, Eliza's S550, Killa, Mike Rodriguez, Boost Lee, Reaper S550, Von Lippich Racing. What's up, y'all? I'm just here to talk to you on the people that have louvers and stick on the side scoops. Can I get a haul? Yeah, says F-150, S-550. Melissa says she's going to catch me later. Killa, Luis Gonzalez, Douche Did It, Clean 93, Ryan Davis, Jason Freiberg, Toodles, D-Rock Fox, One Slow 50, Brian C., Ken McAllister, JD Swag says good evening and Alex and everyone. Denzel, Dunn, KRM, Hot Metal. We got Big Rick, Pito Chiquito, my favorite, my new favorite username. John Valdez, John Valdez, Joey G, DJ, Matt 2011 GT, Bill Morrison, Jeremiah Rivera, Elipe Camelo, my man, Diego Flores, Matt A, 305, F-150, Painting Green. Yer says, Yer, if only I would have known. I've sold my 2020 back in June. I bought a 21 in October. Should have kept the 2020 instead. You absolutely should have. Eventually, it'll become tunable. You're starting to hear rumblings that 2021 F-150s are starting to get flashable And that means that 2023 Mustang might be flashable. So we'll see how all that goes. TJ, GTO, Mike, Chris Romero, Peter Chow, Nixon Tarpia, SVT Performance in the house. You'll like this one, SVT Performance. You're going to like what I'm about to play. Okay, let's play it. So real quick, let me know if you can hear the following. Put a one up in the chat if you can hear this.
Controls and show that those controls work. And then on the back end.
I'll pause it there. Can you hear that? A woman talking. I want to make sure that you can hear that. You won't be able to see it, but you'll be able to hear it. Just give me a one in the chat if you heard that. Beautiful. Okay. So Hike Boy John says, what's up, Alex? Checking in. Just want to say after trying more of the Oh My God cookies, the Tony cookie was a lot better than the YDBT cookie, but YDBT doesn't fall short for sure. You're psycho. How dare you? Okay. You can hear it. Beautiful. Listen closely at the 52-minute mark. I'll try to share a window. At the 52-minute mark, you're going to see a judge pretty much tell the EPA's lawyer about modifying a motor vehicle. Now, this is the biggest issue they have in that whole court case, identifying a motor vehicle. Yes, the EPA cannot clearly identify what a motor vehicle is, okay? Because a motor vehicle can be many things. It could be a tractor. It could be a snowmobile. It could be anything. And the judges are very hip to the game after about 30 minutes. At 30 minutes, these guys finally start to get it. And they start saying, wait a minute. So you're saying that someone can go racing, meaning you don't want motor vehicles, passenger vehicles, basically, converted to race cars. And the EPA attorney says, no, we're okay if you race the car. You just can't modify it. And the judge in this case does the best thing ever. He puts her on blast, cites her examples as bullshit, and it's a good time. Take a good listen, guys. Take a real good listen, and hopefully you guys will be able to pick up what the judge, because some of you guys are really stupid and you don't understand English, but I think those of you that know English will understand what's happening here. Take a listen.
That are used solely for racing from the competition exempt from, excuse me, from the tampering prohibition, and it never did that. And so we have to follow Congress's policy on this.
Well, I was intrigued by Judge Katz's question a few minutes ago about the statement that the EPA supports amateur racers. If you view them as lawbreakers polluting the environment and defying the will of Congress, why do you support them?
He's asking, why do you support people you deem as lawbreakers? Because she said, we support racing. The EPA lawyer says that the EPA supports racing. The judge asks, well, if you support racing, why do you deem them lawbreakers? And why do you support them if they're tampering with their vehicle?
We support racing. We do not support tampering. And
would it have been more accurate to say the EPA supports amateur auto racers who race in a way that currently no amateur auto racers race?
Listen to that again. They basically say, we support racing if you don't mod your vehicle at all. Basically, we support racing if you don't mod your vehicle at all.
It supports amateur auto racers who race in a way that currently no amateur auto racers race.
I don't think that's true, that currently no auto.
Did you hear the judge laugh? Did you hear the judge laugh after he said that? Listen to it again.
Auto racers race without tampering.
There you go.
And
would it have been more accurate to say the EPA supports amateur auto racers who race in a way that currently no amateur auto racers race?
I don't think that's true, that currently no auto racers race without tampering. I think there are races that set rules about what kind of emissions controls you have. I mean, but I think the bottom line is EPA supports racing. That's what it was trying to say in that statement. But we're, and I think, you know, our rule, I think, as Judge Ginsburg points out, it doesn't disadvantage race car drivers as to each other. It doesn't tell some people you can't tamper with your motor vehicles and others.
It, it does everybody, tell people. This, Jen, it does tell people who want to drive really fast that they can't drive as fast as they want. I mean, the whole point of racing is to drive as fast as is to drive fast, right? I mean, they could have chosen to play like dice if all they cared about was competition.
This judge is on it. This judge is on it. He goes, wait, your interpretation of the law absolutely says you can't tamper with your shit. And she goes, well, you can race without tampering. And he goes, no, you say. And then she basically says, why do you want to go faster? She, in a long lawyer speak, she goes, why do you want to go faster? And the judge is like, you're basically telling guys, like, the whole reason you race cars is to go faster. And you're saying, don't tamper with the car to go faster. And this is the thing that struck me the most. They're okay with a NASCAR or an Indy car being used for competition use only because it'll never be on the road. But guys, what kind of cars did NASCAR start fucking with and modify them to be able to be raced on the track? NASCAR started with stock cars, stock car racing. You can take it to Reno right from the dealership, mod it, go to NASCAR races and race it. Same as a Superbird or whatever the fuck it was called. Same as they were called stock cars, you fucking cunt. They were. So she goes, well, no, that's different. How is it different, booty stupid? The EPA has a huge problem right now. And this is good for us. They cannot identify what a motor vehicle is, because the moment they say passenger cars with a VIN number, then they have to go line by line as to what mods are acceptable, what mods hurt the environment, what, like, roll bars and cameras are the only thing they deem modifiable. But a car that gets off the road and gets built to be a complete race car, aka early days of NASCAR, but they currently support NASCAR. You stupid motherfuckers. How do you think NASCAR got to where it is? Oh my God. It's good. It's really good, guys. I'll probably post a link at the end of this video on the description box so you can hear the whole hour. You have to like that kind of language. You have to like that kind of nuanced way of arguing your case back and forth. Now, I will say the person on our side, the lawyer, doesn't know shit about cars. The lawyer on our side petitioning the case against the EPA does not know a goddamn thing about cars. She knows what is put in front of a paper. She doesn't know the nuances. She needs to get consultants in there that know about cars specifically, meaning the EPA wants to, because the whole case is this, and I'm sorry, you guys don't want to hear this. You want to hear me flip my hat. You want to see me flip my hat and make fun of louvers and three valves? Sorry, it's not one of those fucking shows today. The whole reason it's being petitioned, it's because the distribution company like Turn 14, Summit, Jegs, those guys will be deemed liable if they distribute the parts that they say are illegal or defeat devices. The EPA is arguing, we're not stopping manufacturers from manufacturing those parts. Again, the EPA lawyer says, we are not stopping any manufacturer from making catless headers for a 19 Mustang GT. And the distributors say, yes, you are. They call it injury. They call it injury. And it is really, really good, a good practice into seeing how the nuanced language and how they argue the pro and the con. It's very good. But I think the EPA has a really bad case here because they have to defend their law. Then they pass it on to Congress. We're just enforcing what Congress says. Okay, just like I told you, sons of bitches. Vote them out. Vote them out. If you're in a state that has a Democratic congressperson, vote them out and make sure that the guy that's you're going to vote in is against the EPA overreach. I've always said that from the get-go. Bobby Biden can only do so much. It's the motherfuckers in Congress that actually give them the guidelines as to what to operate with. Okay, so that'll be an interesting thing to watch, and I'm going to watch that sucker closely because I love court shit, and anytime anything comes out and we get email updates, it'll be good. And if you guys actually paid on the GoFundMe for the last GoFundMe we did where they actually were petitioning against the EPA, they sent you an email update, and in that email update is this video. So go take a look at that. That'll be a good one. Okay, and real quick, I want to get this out there before I forget. So very often we get people that, where is it? We get people that after we tell them to do one wide open throttle pull, right? One open throttle pull, they go ahead and do 50. And I wanted to show you guys what that looks like in a picture, because I can't tell you how hilarious this looks to me when a customer sends me this. So check this out. When we tell a customer, send us one wide open throttle log, meaning we don't know if your car is performing well or not. We don't know if your fuel pump is fucked up. So we say, do me a favor, third gear, put it in third, and then what, 3,000 to 6,000 RPMs. Starting to lightning outside. So if the show goes away, then it's because of the lightning. Give me a wide open throttle pull, 3,000 to 6,000 RPMs. Okay, 3,000 to 6,000 RPMs. Bet. And then when we get this back, check this out. This is so ridiculous. Let me see. Window. No, let me open the window. I hate that it makes me like do this 50 times. There we go. So check that shit out. What does that look like to you, right? So that's just a regular, you know, log, nothing crazy. Let me see if I could zoom in. Okay, perfect. So let's zoom in. So this, every white thing here is a wide open throttle log, guys. Every single one of these is a wide open throttle pull on VCM scanner HP tuners. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wide open throttle pulls. That's right. Somebody went what? 7 times when we told them to do it once. Okay. So if anyone goes out there claiming that Lund sucks, Lund doesn't know what the fuck they're doing, this is what we see every day. I wanted to give you a quick snapshot of what we see every day. Every single white spike on the top row is the person flooring it. And they did it 7 times on a base file when we don't know what the hell the deal is. And this was one of many logs. When we say, guys, one wide open throttle log, we mean one wide open throttle log. 3,000 RPMs, floor it, go to 6, stop the car, turn off the log, send us that data log. More is not better. No, more is not better. That's not how it works. All right, guys, and then we'll talk to the guys at Parts Farm. Thank you very much for becoming sponsor of the show and still keeping it going. To Auto Solutions, thanks for the money. I really like the money. Appreciate you very much. Damn, son, what's up? Looking like the ocean, right? Ouch, my brain. Yeah, you can zoom into each one of those things and really dial in what's happening. But the person gave us 5 to 6 wide open throttle logs. And I'm like, if you blow it up, that's 100% on you, dude. That's 100% on you. Clearly, he doesn't want the motor to live a long life. Exactly. I bet it was an S197 GT500 doing a burnout. Nope. It was a brand new car. Brand new 21 Mustang. Damn, on a base, I'd be scared to do more than one. Always wait for the go to do more than one. Nah, fuck it. I feel there's more in it. I feel that more data is better. I feel I'm going to send you 40 logs. If it blows up, it's on Lund. Big block in the house. Alex, question, is the Voodoo motor better than the Coyote? Fuck no. No. It makes more power with less boost, but in terms of longevity, not even close. Alex, how often should we be checking our transmission fluid levels? Every 20,000 miles or so? One ping only, Vasily. One ping only. Verify our range to target. One ping only. Nope. He gave us 5 pings. And the guys are ahead of the curve on this issue. The EPA condones Houston gutting stock cars go faster. Alex, can you share the link for the Zoom court? You won't see them, but you'll hear them. So let me do this. Let me go here. I gotta do some moving around. John Jr. posted the link on his Facebook, but what I'll do is I'll grab it and I'll post it and I'll do the sticky. Really? Oh my God. John Jr. Come on, John. John 2. He doesn't go by Junior. Okay. Everyone's tagging him. Here we go. So, error not found. Why is that? Whoa, they got rid of it? No way. Let me see. Did they get rid of it? I downloaded it. Let me see. Read more. I think they got rid of it. Read more. There we go. Audio file. Look, they got rid of it. Oh my God. Look at, I'll show you. This is the link. And thank God I downloaded it. Let me see. Where is it? Stop screen, share screen. Shit. Stop screen, share screen, share screen. Looks like they got rid of the tab, dude. Yeah, right here. Check it out. They got rid of it. Wow. So you can't see it. They got rid of it, but I downloaded it. And you know what I'll do, guys? I'm going to upload it tonight and I'm going to title it the court versus, EPA versus whatever. And I'm going to upload it. Fuck it. I'm going to upload it so you guys have an audio file. So be on the lookout on my channel for that video. I'll upload it because I was able to download it before it got taken down. Crazy shit. Facebook killed it. Stock as fuck. And okay, what's happening? LS cars now with Trinity blowers. Buckle up. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Look, Trinity blowers on an LS with a cam. Cammed LS with a Trinity blower. It's going to be good. It's going to be really good. Alex, did it? It didn't pass the test after 7 watt pulls. Right. That gentleman was actually nice. The gentleman from Poland, I believe, blew up his car after 7 watt pulls. And he goes, it did not survive the test. And he's like, how do you suggest I build it? And we had a very good conversation. Iban, do you have an N-gauge? He goes, is there any way I can reset my 1080 adaptive learning to transmission, reflash to tune, or do a trans relearn? I'm sure it's on YouTube already. I don't see it anywhere. I wonder if the guy that sent you the data logs can't read and confused one with a 7. I gave up on that guy yesterday because he got sideways with me in a fucking heartbeat. Got sideways with me like that. And I said, nope, I'm good. You can go somewhere else. And then send 7 watt pulls. Good job. Fuck, I already hope the EPA doesn't shut Alex up. They won't shut me up. They're not going to shut me up. I downloaded that whole file and I'm going to post it and I doubt they're going to remove it because it's just the court case that was widely available. Someone just probably took it down. Alex downloaded it. Exactly. I downloaded it. Fuck that shit. I want to make sure that people become aware of what's happening out there and I'll put a title to it. It's just an audio file only. I might be able to turn on the captions, right? On YouTube. YouTube does a good job of turning on the captions and I'll see how accurate they are. You might be able to fix them along the way, but look, it's a one hour video you can listen to. I'll probably upload it tonight along with something else I got cooking. Yep, cut them off if they get sideways. Exactly. Why do people think your car will gain power running the fuel the car is supposed to run? Why do people think your car will gain power running the fuel the car is supposed to run? I don't know what the fuck he just said. EPA doesn't care about veterans or civilians with mental issues using cars as a coping method. No, they don't. But they don't care. They don't give a fuck. The religion of global warming is stronger than any religion ever. Like stronger than any. It's a religion. Alex, you don't believe in science? I believe in science, but this is a religion. This is a belief. Okay, and you don't know that by shutting off. By preventing headers from being installed in your car, that it's going to kill the planet. The judge in that case, and guys, you're going to have to listen to it. It's wonderful. The judge in that case said, wait a minute, you support racing. They spew shit into the atmosphere. You support F1. They spew shit into the atmosphere. Why do you support them? And they go, because it's not on the road. And he goes, but they're racing. They're still spewing shit into the air. Why do you give an exemption for them? And not the mom and pop. But the judges don't really get it until the end. The judges start to get what the fallacies of the case or what the potential issues the EPA is going to have arguing towards like the 40-minute mark. They immediately cut her off and say, wait a minute. But the person arguing on our behalf is not that well-versed. I think they need someone else in there, someone totally different. I don't have an Engage. I only have a Livewire and an RTD. So reflash the tune. Alex, I couldn't get a rerun with the ZR1. Can't find a race right now. Shaking my head. That's the problem. And Valley Racing, welcome to the world of 800, 900 plus horsepower. You cannot find a race. You're now in no man's land. You are a car that can beat ZR1s, some Lambos, some high-end Corvettes, maybe a mildly modified Viper. You know, you're now in that zone, but you can't beat the GTRs, the badass shit, the R8s with the alpha packages, stuff like that. So you are in no man's land. I never had more fun than when I raced the red car. The red car was an 11.2 car. I'd race every scat pack, every, even some Hellcats from a dig. I'd fuck them up in the red car because it'd run 11.5 on the street. And I could find races with anybody because it wasn't that quick. But when the red car was configured back then, 900-something horse, and I was running 9.1 at 152, I couldn't find a race because if I did race, I would wipe the map with them and others would be too afraid to race because of how the car sounds. If I step out on the GT500 right now, nobody wants that sauce. Nobody wants that sauce. Good luck finding a race. This is where you're at right now. I had to do two pulls on a watt log before because someone cut me off on the first one, but I emailed my tuner before I did another watt pull. No, you should have done 15 more. Killa says, thanks for dialing in my Peasant 20 NA810 lunch money. Thank you, Killa. Appreciate that. When the government taxpayer-supported agencies don't want to be heard or viewed in a public court proceeding, you know we're in a fucked up situation. If it sticks, it's probably shit. The link to the GoFundMe page still works. There's a character that cuts the hyperlink, so you have to copy and paste into the browser. That's exactly what I did. Let me see. Okay. Copy link address. Paste. Enter. Error 400. Let me do it again. I love these fucking people that, oh yeah, you did it wrong. And I was able to access it before, no problem. And oh, you did it wrong. Yeah, I think their link is fucking broken. Let me see. I'll copy paste. I can't copy paste the whole thing. Why don't they let me copy paste from the fucking side? I hate computers. Fuck computers. Can't copy shit. Can't do shit. Fuck it. I'll just download it later. Who gives a fuck? They should just fix their link. I'm not going to fucking fix it for them. I had to do two. Already got them. Go all the way down to the bottom. Larry Aiken gave me a dollar, or his testicular fortitude gave me a dollar. Kelly Youngblood, hey man, we sent that email and correspondence chat. Yeah, Kelly, man, I'm too busy. Kelby, there's nothing really I need. I don't need wiring. I don't need anything. I appreciate the email, but there's nothing I really need. I kind of have what I need right now, but I appreciate you reaching out. I saw it. And I'm just like, there's nothing really I need from them guys. You know what I mean? I wish you guys could help, but there's really nothing I need right now. Got an RD900 DTR looking to boogie on to the 1320. Yeah, he's gonna fuck you up from a dig. Shit, from a dig. Tankers, freighters polluting the ocean, but let us focus on the small market of the hobby racing vehicles. I'll never understand why GTRs are so fast. Really? Come on, stop it. I'm debating getting a cold air intake, porting my intake manifold without worrying for high IET. What the fuck is IET? Can you explain to me what IET is? Intelligent extraterrestrials? Like, I don't know what the fuck that is. Try another browser, my boy. No, fuck that. Chrome's life. Fuck you. Once you make too much power for the street, it's time to dedicate it to the track and run a number. For putting up with my dumbass and still learning the tuning work, Brandon. No, you got it, brother. I think you ended up with an F-150 motor. So hopefully you didn't end up with a dud F-150 motor in that car. Clunkerton, what is happening? They're too good for porn though. What is happening? You could tell she didn't know a goddamn thing about cars. It was painful to listen to. The woman arguing on our behalf doesn't know a goddamn thing. Like a goddamn thing. And I went, wait a minute. What? Why is this woman the representative to explain to the judges why they're petitioning the EPA? It was borderline embarrassing, whoever they got. Damn, real late today, but fuck, I'm late for everything. I went to the Great Lakes drag strip today. Alpha R8 went 8.4 spinning the 60 foot. Right. Insane eco-terrorist, IET. Oh, I pulled it up on my Android and downloaded it. There you go. Good. So put it up on your Android. Go to the GoFundMe page. If you guys gave to the GoFundMe, the link's at the bottom. Go there. Fuck it. So I don't have to upload something else. He's going to run these exhausts back into the intake. IET are extremely important when doing this mod. EPA lawyers are cucks, and she would definitely send 7-watt logs. Right. She basically argued, she kept saying motor vehicle, and they started talking about lawn equipment and farm equipment and snowmobiles. And I went, what? Stay on topic, stupid. Be well-versed. Be better. Be way, way, way prepared. I'm blown away that she was ill-prepared, didn't know what she was arguing. She should have said, today we're arguing, Judge, because our the distributor that brought the case against the EPA is petitioning the EPA so that they can stop the enforcement of the rule that they enforced in 2011 and then further enforced and redefined in 2016, where it makes it illegal to manufacture parts for vehicles that are roadworthy, aka vehicles manufactured by auto manufacturers, Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Honda, Toyota, and parts that can convert that vehicle to a race-only vehicle are deemed illegal. And we're here petitioning against that. No, she never fucking said that. She never, that what I said right there, the judge would have been like, oh, okay. Yeah, I understand what the fuck you're saying. No, she was like, motor vehicles. She kept saying motor vehicles. And then the judge goes, what do you mean motor vehicles? Like snow machines? Like tractors? What do you mean? Well, a vehicle that has a motor, she says. And I go, oh my God, she doesn't know what she's talking about. But luckily, the EPA put their fucking foot in their mouth. And then they started saying, wait a minute, we support racing and we're okay with you going racing. And the judge goes, you say you support racing, but when someone goes out there to race and to modify their vehicle, you say they're breaking the law. Well, you don't have to modify you go to go racing. And the judge goes, well, I mean, that's the whole reason a race is to go faster, right? He gets it. I think you just signed yourself up to replace her. Bro, it was so easy to say. It's because I know the subject matter. And that lawyer that was, are you sure she was a lawyer, not a paralegal? You sure she wasn't an assistant? You sure she knew what the fuck she was talking about before you brought her up there? Who grills her as to how are you going to present this case? Or does she just take the papers, leaves the other people out of the loop? Because in my opinion, if you're a lawyer arguing on my behalf, I have to hear what you're going to say. Oh, no, we're going to hear what you're going to do. I got to hear how you're going to present the case. Because you could be a fucking retard and make it look like, and I can actually probably help you understand what's happening. She was retarded, bro. Intake air temp. IET. Alex ported throttle bodies, 700 a pump. Stop. Wait. Alex ported throttle bodies, 700 a pump gas. Kelly Aiken, EPA, BMR, PBD. I never say anything about PBD, but, you know, they're not my favorite. Roush TVS 2650. Oh, meaning that's what I hate. I got it. Need to get Depp's lawyer in there. Depp's lawyer would be perfect. Camille? Oh, my God. Or the other guy? Oh, come on, please. She spends most of the time on her knees in the office anyway. Shit. She probably with the EPA, too. She was struggling to explain how the petitioner was damaged by the EPA's policies. Right. Like, the judge goes, well, how did this cause any injury? And to them, injury does not mean like they broke their arm. How does this cause injury to the petitioner? It causes injury to the petitioner because the EPA deems making parts to modify modern vehicles to convert to race cars are illegal. And my petitioner distributes all those parts. Easy. Easy. The lawyer who's arguing on our behalf drives a Prius, right? We could argue the case better. We could. We could. Why don't they just turn this on? Turn this fucking thing on and I'll explain it for you. Actually, should I make that video? Should I make a video argue what arguments this woman should use? I'll sit here in front of the camera and I will say the petitioner is, you know, feeling he injury was caused to his business based on the EPA's interpretation. And I'll look up the case law. I'll look up the 2011 interpretation, the 2015 interpretation, the enforcement, the penalties they're giving to people. I'll look all that up and I'll flood the fucking judge with so much information. He's going to go, I don't even got to hear the EPA shit. I'm not going to do it live. I need the questions being asked to me. Actually, what I'm going to do, I'm probably going to cut the, you know what I'm going to do? This is what I'm going to do, guys. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the beginning of that video where the woman was arguing on our behalf. And every time the judge would ask her a question, because he's good about hypotheticals and he didn't understand what was happening, it would just be me in a suit, in a suit, arguing the petitioner's case against the EPA. I could do that. I could do that, no problem. I'm good at that shit. Dude, I'll spread that video like STD. People can see what that needs to be said, right? We can spread the video like wildfire. We need lawyer Flores to represent us. I dare you. Yes, Killdozer Part 2 is coming. Maybe army of them. Look, if one guy with a dozer shut down the fucking town, imagine what 10 dozers can... Alex, in all seriousness, maybe offer yourself as an expert witness. Seriously, you got serious cred. I don't have serious cred. This is why. And because I'm a good lawyer, I'm a good fake lawyer, this is what's going to happen. After the plaintiff lawyer goes through me, okay, are you ready for cross-examination? Yes. Mr. Flores, what does YDBT stands for?
Yellow douchebag tuning.
Oh, excuse me. Can you just clarify what I didn't hear you?
Yellow douchebag tuning.
Ah, okay. What is the get the bitches tune? It's a tune that changes how the exhaust gases change, so that puts out pheromones to
fuck bitches.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that part.
To fuck bitches.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, great. Let me ask you a question. Do you think Camaro owners are gay? You are under oath.
Yes.
No further questions. Bye, credibility. See ya. Done. Like, oh no, we suck again. Oh
no, fuck. We suck again.
Oh shit, they go that shit. Because they go after your character to get rid of you. You know, like, oh yeah, we're gonna dismiss this guy because he likes to have sex without a condom. What a psycho. The judge is a Camaro owner, right? I'll do what just do what they do in the take the fifth. Under the advisement of my counsel, I would like to state my Fifth Amendment privileges. You can't say I'll plead the Fifth. You got to say I have to take advantage of my Fifth Amendment privilege. Like, what did Mark Furman say when he was, remember? Okay, good. Mark Furman found OJ's bloody glove with Nicole Brown Simpson's blood in it and Ron Goldman and his 3 sets of DNA in a fucking glove that Mark Furman, the cop, found, right? Johnny Cochran goes up to you and goes, I'd like to invoke my Fifth Amendment rights. There you go. Excuse me, Mr. Furman.
Yes.
Have you ever used the N-word? What? Have you ever used
my nigga
the N-word? No. And then he perjured himself because they found a recording of him like N-word this, N-word that, N-word this, N-word that. And now the glove with 3 sets of DNA, se acabó el party. And you could see the jurors like, racist motherfucker. So if I go up there arguing on our behalf, they're going to go, you ghosted a Tiffany back in 2018. She's here. Ah, fuck. Yeah, nothing beats the Wookiee defense, right? How can a Wookiee that's 7 feet tall live on a planet, on an Endor, a planet full of Ewoks, little tiny, 2 feet tall? It don't make no sense. That's stupid. Damn, those lawyers asking the real questions, right? They're going to go after you because they want to make sure that you are not. Now, this isn't a criminal case. This is a petition, right? This is a step amongst a bunch of steps. But I definitely cannot. I can be an advisor, like in the background, like, excuse me, no. Camaros are stupid. You know, I don't have to be like on the stand. If the catalytic doesn't fit, you must acquit. That female lawyer should have been in the kitchen making sandwiches. Oh, Alex, can I get that Amendment 5 delete tune? They would find a couple of oops babies. And Isaiah became a member, says happy Friday. Yeah, so I think they need to have a lawyer up there that is so confident. And this is my biggest issue with lawyers. When they go, oh my God. Your Honor, today I'm here to present a petition, plaintiff petition against the EPA that makes it illegal to distribute parts that allow you to modify the vehicle that you buy from a U.S. auto manufacturer. The EPA has deemed those parts illegal, thus making my distribution company have injury. And I'm here to argue that it is unlawful to prevent someone to modify their property for off-road use only. Motor vehicle, lawnmower, snow machine, fucking stupid, dumb motherfuckers. Alex, have you quoted saying kill the dolphins? Can't, right? Excuse me. Did you say you want to make the kill the dolphins cam? You son of a bitch. Emo, do the link to the EPA audio chat won't let me drop a link. Thank you, sir. Tony, you gotta go. I love you. I love you. Oh, did you push your dog away? Did you push your dog away once? You can't talk on the behalf of you. There we go. Copy link address. Let's go. Okay, boom. Making it a sticky. Bam. Pinning to the top. Boom. Bada bing. Bip bow. There. I pinned. Let me see if I could. Dude, you. This thing. These fucking comments are going nuts. It needs to slow down, bro. Holy crap. Remember the Kyle Rittenhouse Twitter hands? Okay, what's happening? Bro, this chat just went nuts. I'm trying to find it. I can't find it to pin it. So if one of the mods can pin it, because I can't. I definitely can't. I support you, Alex Budo, 956 a la verga, cuz. There it is. But I can't pin it because I don't have that access with StreamYard. Not sure this was asked, but why have none of these big companies and racing teams that are endangered not educating, divulging critical information to the lawyers representing, at least help them help us? I just don't think the people are interested in that. You animal abuser. I saw you put is in this clip right here. Right here in this clip, did we see you push Tony away from you? Right there, when you push him, his head goes back and to the right. I said back and to the left again, back and to the left. One more time. Three of you will get that, and all of you are over 40 years old. You could just put chat on 30-second slow mode. Nah, that wouldn't be fun. That wouldn't be fun at all. Oh, wait, it doesn't work for us. See, it doesn't work. That's what I mean. I just put it up there. Sir, is it true that you shit yourself? Sir, we were listening to your live stream, and you said that women at 35 years old are in the danger zone, and then you played Danger Zone. Are you saying that women over 35 years old should not have kids? Did you make fun of R2-D2? Exactly. They would find a video of you in a Camaro right after you said they're gay. Case closed. Your Honor, we have Mr. Flores on video pouring a can of Monster energy drink into his illegally modified Mustang and breaking the sound barrier. He did it illegally. He put taurine in his car and broke the sound barrier without the proper permits? This is an egregious violator of the EPA Act. We strike his testimony from the record. We need to get Jay Leno money behind the case, but Jay Leno's a cuck-ass fuck, right? Look, Jay Leno is a car guy. My voice goes really high when I can't hear myself. The mic broke and I can't hear myself, and my voice gets really high. And at the end of the show, I have the biggest headache on the planet. Jay Leno has so many cars. He is probably like on his own. He probably produces more shitty exhaust gases into LA, wherever the fuck he's at, than anyone else. And he is quiet. Jay Leno has fuck you money. Fuck you money. How can you have fuck you money and not use it to tell people fuck you? So Jay Leno has fuck you money. And he's one of these PC nice comedians. I want to be vanilla. I never say fuck shit, motherfucker, cunt, and cock. I never say those words. Fuck you. Why don't you, with your influence and all this bullshit? No, you'd rather drive your fucking Porsche. You'd rather drive your jet-powered motorcycle. Fine. You're doing nothing for the car community, dude. You're living it up. Everything's a good fucking deal. You're not doing a goddamn thing. I hate that. I hate that so much. I hate Jay Leno. Mr. Flores, do you fuck him in the ass and beat up the pussy?
I like to fuck him in the ass while he beat up the pussy.
Objection hearsay? What does this mean when you play Hellcats and Trackhawks? It has racial undertones. It has racial undertones. Are you playing that because you dislike black people?
Hellcats and Trackhawks. I like to fuck him in the ass while he beat up the pussy.
We'd like to, this witness is obviously not someone that's credible. We need to get rid of him right now. Shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here, or I'm going to fuck you out right now, motherfucker.
I'm going to fuck you out right now, motherfucker.
Do you refer to Trump as Poppy Trump? Joe Rogan has fuck you money and a few cars he drives. He has the platform to bring the subject to a very huge audience. He won't do it either because it's not his fight. Now, if they started fucking with pot, DMT? Oh, Joe Rogan's like, that's fucking bullshit, man. That's his right. Well, you gonna take away my DMT and my pot? Am I alpha brain? What song is that, Alex? What song is that?
I like to fuck him in the ass while he beat up the pussy.
He said, what song is that? Wait, you're going to take away my horse injecting shit? You're going to take away my horse pills and my DMT and my alpha brain and my pot? Let's go to war, boys. Come on. Who is it? Come on, all you UFC guys. Let's go. They're not. Joe Rogan has a bunch of cars, but I don't even think, because he's a liberal, I don't want to say liberal, like left-leaning. He's not a psycho purple hair person, but I think he's on the liberal side of things. And if you were to say, hey, the EPA doesn't let you modify the car to, you know, do cool shit with your car at the track, and he's like, what you got me to do? I'm like, I don't know. Don't you own a bunch of cool cars? Yeah, but they're all classic old cars. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if he would risk. He's already got enough heat on him with that Spotify shit. I don't know if he would risk more of that to potentially do the EPA thing, because he has a huge audience. You think he wants to bring an EP, an anti? Listen to this. You think Joe Rogan wants to bring an anti-EPA subject up to his audience? No way. They just want to know where Shangri-La is and where the lost city of, I don't know, El Dorado is, and like aliens, and then the island of monkeys. And it's just... Excuse me, sir. What makes you think that people singing Hellcats and Trackhawks are black? That's racist, Your Honor. Joe's waking up and becoming more conservative. He is slowly. Number one stunner. What? Joe Rogan is a Pete car guy. He's got Shark Rex car butt. Sharkworks car, but it's mostly suspension, if I remember correctly. Coalition Noir is a clown. Coalition Noir is a clown. If you watch him argue points, he gets dismantled constantly. I got to see that. Jay Leno is just probably just payoff EPA. Changed two tires today on Cartoon by You. Okay. Joe Rogan and YDBT. I'm nobody. He needs someone that, like, he doesn't have people on the show that don't have like a million subs themselves. Papi Alex speaking the truth as always. All these people on TV doing car mods haven't said a word either, right? Stang Mode, Xander, the shops, other shops, tuners, this and that. Where are you? Nah, they're not going to do it. So look, fuck it. I'll do it. Lund will do it. And we'll just fucking do what we can. And if it doesn't help work out, okay, well, we tried, you know, but at least we didn't go down, you know, bending over in front of the fucking EPA and having them shove their veiny, fat-headed cock up our asshole. Oh, you said fat-headed cock up your asshole. Your honor, this man is obviously delusional. Mr. Flores, did you once say men are not women and women are not men? Never said that. Alex, guess on Joe Rogan Experience. Jamie, look this up. Who raps fuck him in the ass and while he beats up the pussy? I'm taking a Brazilian girl out tonight for the first date. Any advice? Do not eat her ass tonight. Because they fall in love when you eat the culin. So you got to be careful. He's thinking exactly how I'm thinking. Hire Colin Noir. He's a lawyer and a car guy that has 2 million sub channel arguing law overreach, gun law overreach. Yeah, I don't care. I think we need to just bribe motherfuckers. We need to just bribe people. That's all we need to do. Bribe motherfuckers, because that's the way the world works. Look at what's happening right now, right? Ukraine's getting another $40 fucking billion. Okay, cool, fine. We're getting fucked with higher inflation, higher gas prices, higher everything. $40 billion. And I'm like, I get it. They're doing a, you know, proxy war. We're doing a proxy war versus Russia. I get that. But God damn it. Isn't there better ways? And do you think all that money ends up in Ukraine, or does it get washed and end up back in the pockets of the people in Congress? It's a fucking laundromat. It's a laundromat over there. Stop it with the bullshit. You're too naive. To your advice, I'll be happy if I get to smash. Hopefully you get to smash. Latinas too, but they turn psycho afterwards. You just got in, Alex. She's going to watch the beginning after the live. Greece, a motherfucker with sloppy toppy is the only way. Someone says, I hate Trump. The mob did it. The EPA is same to cars as ATF is to guns. They both need to be stopped. Amber Heard's lawyers are actual lawyers too. A law degree doesn't make you eloquent or good at debating. I agree. Nobody wants to risk their own shop business to fight the EPA. It's a guaranteed loss at getting hit. And getting hit. Just Lon has the balls because we already got hit. We already got hit. So what do we have to lose? What do we have to lose? We already got hit. What do we got to lose? I just learned a new word, culin. If you eat her culin, you'll be the father in about a year. 850 plus million people have died when their governments have taken away their right to own guns. I don't give a fuck about guns. Sorry. Ukraine is getting 12 million. Ha, 12 million? 40 billion. Oh, no, someone blocked the bill. You're right. Someone did block the bill. They got to pay for Hunter's fiasco. 18, an actual car question. 18 twin turbo Hellion going for 1,500. Are we measuring from the shaft to the head, or are we measuring behind the asshole? I don't know many coyotes that measured 1,500 horsepower to the rear wheel. I don't know many coyotes that have measured 1,500 to the rear wheel. Maybe they make that based on math, but 1,500 horse and you want to fuck with the traction control sensitivity? Bro, you're barking up the wrong tree. And with a Hellion kit. With a Hellion kit, out of all things. I don't know of any Hellion off the shelf, I repeat, because you guys are stupid, off the shelf kit that's made 1,500 horse, that's made 1,300 horse to the wheel, verifiable without bullshit. I haven't seen one. Sorry. Bro, come on, stop it. 1,500 without valve flow? Valve flow coming in a little too high power with that Hellion. Exactly. Plenty of 1,500 horsepower coyotes. Okay. Name any of them that did it with an off-the-shelf Hellion kit. We own two. We own two 1,500 horsepower Coyotes. All custom shit. And the others were making 13 or 1,400, and they were really light. Really, really, really light. 1,500 is difficult. You guys still have fluid kits available for, or just the hot side? I think just the hot sides. Excuse me, sir. We got a bogey measuring from his cheeks. Can I use an MT82 RXT on a 6060 correct spline disc? I don't know. I think 26 spline is 26 spline is 26 spline. Correct. Tell the judge the EPA oppressed the 6.8 oppressed the 6.8 Mustang. Right. Never mind then. Exactly. There's not many off-the-shelf kits that are able to make that verifiable, measurable to the rear wheels. A lot of places claim that. And you guys, for whatever reason, guys, 800 horsepower is unusable on the street. I am blown away that people go, well, I want to make 1,500. Why? Why? You'll die. At 900, you're going to go what? And you go right into the fucking ditch. Right into the fucking ditch. And you're going to go, well, what happened? Sasso is what happened, bro. You can't handle 1,500 on the street. Like, Calvo Vipers make 2,000 plus. UGR Lambos, R8s. Those cars have aero, fancy traction control stuff with MoTeC. You want to do it on a Mustang with a Hellion kit out of all things? No offense to Hellion. Hellion kits are nice kits if you want to make 900, maybe 1,000 with like bullhorns. But no, that's you're not that guy. It's just you're not that guy.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. It's not going to happen. You're not that guy.
Okay, real quick, guys. So I made a video yesterday on the white car. I finally was able to get the right mileage on it, and I was able to make some pulls. And the sound, I put the GoPro in the back of the car, and I did some draggy stuff. So I have the option of premiering it right after the show today, or I can wait till Sunday. It's up to you guys, whatever you guys want to do. I know most of you want to see it now, but then that means I might not have a video for Sunday. So, you know, it's really up to you guys what we can do. But I think I can premiere it now and then do some GT500 stuff for Sunday's show, because I have some stuff that I have to take care of with the GT500 on Saturday and the truck out of all things broke the front half shafts. You know what I mean? Everyone's like, today's Sunday. Do it right after the show for members only. Oh, okay. So make no money. Do it right after the show for members only so I can make absolutely no money. I appreciate that. Sure. Someone says Sunday, do it now, today. I say now, but you'll get more views on Sunday. That's what I think. But I can't premiere it for members only. I can only make it live for members only, and I can premiere it on Sunday. So maybe we could do that. So let's do members only, but I can't premiere it and have a chat. I can only make it live for the members. So I'm thinking, I still have a couple of minutes to think about it. So we'll see what happens. Sunday, love the suspense. Yeah, Sunday works. Whatever the algorithm wants, probably Sunday. I think Sunday you'll get more views. I see the Tic Tacs in the back. Your breath kicking, Alex. No, these are orange. I like orange Tic Tacs. I don't like the peppermint ones. I like orange Tic Tacs. They don't make your breath smell better or worse. Always wondered, Alex, what's the power difference between FFE and stock manifold? FFE with long tube headers. No idea. You'd have to make that. Imagine doing that test. Imagine doing a test. FFE, stock manifolds, then long tubes. It's a psych. It a fucking 4-day test. No, thank you. Eat the grapefruit, a healthy right snack. Okay, gotcha. Eat, Sunday after the peasant chat. Sunday, we get more Sunday. Wait till Sunday. Member today, and then GT500 and non-member Sunday. Two videos on Sunday? Get the fuck out of here. You crazy? Six already blown through the shifts on a 150 shot. Clutches are gone. Shifts are crisp. NA, what would you recommend upgrading the trans? Tune by Lund. I would look into the clutches. Honestly, if obviously it's blowing through the shift with more power, then it probably has high miles on the transmission and you need a clutch refresh. So basically the horsepower don't mean shit, right? Just the ET at the track is the real measurement for sure. Look, you can make 1500 horsepower on a 4,200 pound car, run 790 at 193, and then a 13 or 1400 horsepower car, 400 less than you or 300 less than you. I'm sorry. A 1,200 horsepower car that weighs 2,900 pounds can run the same exact number you run, and he's making way less power than you. So tell me, what did you accomplish at 1,500 horsepower? It's kind of useless, in my opinion. 2012 DD500 VMP Gen 3, 2.6 upper, 10 lower. How much for a VP? Too much for VP100 octane? Stock compression. No, that's fine. 100 octane is fine. You can use C16 or C10. I think that'll be fine for that stuff. I just want 650 horse for my GT500. And does anybody build transfer cases for the trucks? No, I blew up the front half shafts because I think the way the Beltec lowers the truck puts them at a severe angle. And I'm sure the truck's been plowed with and fucked with. So I got the half shafts. I just got to put them in. It's a lot of work. So I'm not a big fan. Alex, what causes the inlet on my Paxton to constantly fill up with oil? I've never ran the elbow, just a turbo guard. Oh, interesting. I think it might be on the blower itself. I think it, because if it's a sealed, is it a sealed blower or is it a oil fed blower? It sounds like the seals on the blower are going similar to mine. Mine's doing the same thing. And you hear, how would you build an unmolested Gen 2 for the best street setup? What are you doing? Drag racing, roll racing? I don't know what you're doing. Best street setup. It's already a best street setup. It drives on the street. I don't know what you're doing, man. You got to be super specific with the questions. All right, I'm getting the fuck out of here because you guys are going to start. You can see that the peasants are starting to bleed in a little bit. Fuck it. I'm premiering it right after the show. So give me about 5 minutes. I'll premiere it after the show, see what happens algorithmically, and we'll see if I get another video going. So stay tuned in about 10 minutes or 5 minutes. I'll make the video live, premiere it. Everyone can watch it. You can donate. You can talk to me while we're watching. It's only 10 minutes long. But I'm telling you, the sounds alone, in my opinion, are totally worth it. All right, guys. See you guys in about 2 minutes. Bye.